اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all of the dear listeners of this program, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we are going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then, we are going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Mahmoud Al-Banna. Sheikh Mahmoud Al-Banna is a famous Egyptian reciter who was gifted a magnificent voice. He was born in 1962 in the rural area of Manufiya Governorate in the north of Egypt. He began to learn Quran recitation and memorization at the age of 6. Then his father took him to Tanta to learn the Quran recitation in Sheikh Minshawi's school. He followed the style of Sheikh Muhammad Rifat at first, and then, at the age of 12, he could imitate the style of other prominent masters of Quran recitation, such as Sheikh Muhammad Salama and Sheikh Abdul Fattah Sha'sha'i. In 1948, when he was 22 years old, Sheikh Mahmoud Al-Banna entered Egyptian radio. He was invited to many countries and recited the Noble Quran in all 5 continents of the world. This prominent Quran reciter passed away in 1985. May Allah bless him. Now, dear audience, let's listen to the recitation of verses 81 to 83 of Surah to Yusuf, recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Al-Banna. Let's enjoy it.
الرحمن الرحيم ارجعوا إلى أبيكم فقولوا يا أبانا
I'm
واسأل القرية التي كنا فيها والعير التي أقبلنا فيها وإنا صادقون. قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل. عسى الله أن يأتيني بهم جميعا
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 81 to 83 of Surah to Yusuf, recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Al-Banna. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, just like the previous program, in this recitation, we also have Hamzatul Wasl as the first word that is to be read. So, like we said, we have to look at the first mutaharrik letter after the Hamzatul Wasl. If it's a fatha or kasra, we have to pronounce the Hamzatul Wasl with kasra.
Yes.
If it's a dhamma, we have to pronounce Hamzatul Wasl
with dhamma.
And here we have a letter with kasra after the Hamzatul Wasl. The first letter with a haraka has a kasra. So we have to pronounce the Hamzatul Wasl with kasra. Irjiru. However, what's interesting is that the ra in this word, which is sakin, even though it's preceded by a letter that has kasra, we don't pronounce it with tarqiq. We pronounce the ra with tafkhim. This is one of the conditions for tafkhim of ra sakina.
That is exactly.
The condition is that if ra sakina is preceded by hamzatul wasl, you should pronounce the ra with tafkhim.
Never mind what haraka it gains.
Exactly. Doesn't matter if it's a dhamma or kasra. Mm-hmm. And of course, fatha is, you know, we don't have hamzatul wasl. Ra sakina preceded by, we do, for example, ar-rajul, we could say the ra is preceded by hamzatul wasl. And the hamza is pronounced with fatha. But usually...
But that is not sakin. It's mushaddad and it has a fatha.
Okay, so we probably don't have a ra sakina preceded by hamzatul wasl, which is pronounced with fatha.
Yes.
We don't have this.
Because only in case alif lam exists, it should be pronounced with a fatha.
And usually, and actually always, it's not going to be a sakin letter. It's going to have harak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the point is that you should not say irjiru. You should say irjiru. Or for example, irkamana. We have
irkab.
Irkab. Okay. Irjiru ila abikum. We have two matul munfasils in this phrase?
Three, I think.
Three. Irji'u, no, two. Irji'u ila abikum. And we said that matul munfasil can be lengthened to two, four, or five vowel counts. But you have to be consistent with the number of vowel counts that you lengthen matul munfasil. Meaning, you can't lengthen one of them to two vowel counts and another to four and another one to five. No, they should all be the same.
Mm-hmm.
You have the option, but you know, you should stick to your decision.
Actually, the first time that you come across it, you have decision. You have choices, better to say.
Yes, that's right. فَقُولُوا يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّ We have two other مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصُلُ Now, in the phrase, يَا أَبَانَا, the يَا is connected to the word أَبَانَا. So you should not think that this is مَدُّ الْمُتَّصُلُ. This is not one word.
Mm-hmm.
These are actually two words, يَا and أَبَانَا.
أَبَانَا.
So this is مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصُلُ.
Disjunct mat.
And you no longer have any choice after you lengthen the first matul munfasil. So if you lengthen it to four, you have to lengthen this one and the other ones to four vowel counts. Inna banaka. The hamzatul wasl is not pronounced. Ibnaka has the hamzatul wasl. Because it's in the middle of the utterance, it's not pronounced. And also the ba has a sukoon. So you have to pronounce it with qalqala.
And nun mushaddad.
Yes. And the nun mushaddad in the word inna has to be pronounced with ghunna for two vowel counts. You have to hold the sound of nun as long as two vowel counts.
Yeah.
Inna banaka saraqa. Saraqa. What's the difference between the ra and the qaf?
Ra
Both
is a
have tafkhim, okay?
Yes, of course. But ra is a letter of istifal and qaf is a letter of isti'la.
Which means, what does that mean?
The root of the tongue is raised when pronouncing this qaf.
For pronouncing qaf, the root of the tongue is raised. But for ra, it's not raised.
Mm-hmm.
We have velarization only. We have sara, saraqa, saraqa. The qaf has pharyngealization.
Practically, we can say it is pronounced deeper in the mouth.
Yeah, that's right. Deeper in the throat, we could say even.
Yeah,
because it's in the pharynx.
Mm-hmm.
So, وَمَا شَهِدَنَا إِلَّا This is another matul munfasil. You have to be really careful with the matul munfasils because, you know, in the current copies of the Qur'an, you will see the sign of mad above the long vowels that have matul muttasil or matul munfasil or matul lazim, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't think that because you have this sign of mad, you necessarily have to lengthen it more than two vowel counts.
Yes, sometimes you should lengthen it to as long as a mad tabi'i.
Yeah, to two vowel counts. So you have to be really careful and that you are consistent, especially with matul munfasil.
Mm-hmm.
إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِمْنَا وَكُنَّا لِلْغَيْبِ غَيْن again has تَفْخِيم حَافِلِين الله also has تَفْخِيم at the lowest level.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته
نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق